Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 10th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today is one of our custodians' birthday, Mr. Joey Gleason. Joey, happy birthday, and thank you for all that you do for Mountain Brook Baptist. Today we are reading in the Gospel of Luke about the crucifixion of Jesus. We'll be reading Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 43. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene on his way in from the country and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who had mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And now let us turn over to Psalm 26, which finds its fullest meaning in Christ. Of David. "Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. And now let's turn over to the book of Job. Today we are in Job chapter 26. I don't exactly know what the intonation of Job's voice was like in this chapter, but it seems to me that he is being a little bit sarcastic here, or that's kind of a bad term. Maybe he's just put out with his friends who are talking a lot but not saying much. And so I'm going to read it with that tone in mind. But if you have a different thought about it, then let me know what you think. Then Job replied, "How you have helped the powerless, how you have saved the arm of the feeble. What advice you have offered to one without wisdom, and what great insight you have displayed. Who has helped you utter these words, and whose spirit spoke from your mouth? The dead are in deep anguish, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. The realm of the dead is naked before God. Destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds, yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. He marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens quake, aghast at his rebuke. By his power, he churned up the sea. By his wisdom, he cut Rahab to pieces. By his breath, the skies became fair. His hand pierced the gilding serpent, and these are but the outer fringe of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him. Who then can understand the thunder of his power?" Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. I think in Job here, Job is responding to Bildad and to his other friends, and he's a little bit put out, as I mentioned, and he's saying, "Where'd you get all this good advice?" And then he points us to the depth of the knowledge of God, and he kind of sits there in a moment of awe at who God is. Who can understand the thunder of his power? That is maybe a truth that we need to sit under today as well. Lord, we cannot even imagine the depth of your power. We try to understand you, and we don't even know a little bitty glimpse of the great picture of your sovereignty, your majesty, your power, your love, your mercy. And so we just want to sit and praise you. We praise you for what we do see in Jesus the Lord. We praise you for giving us a fellowship of encouragement in Mount Brook Baptist. We pray, Lord, that as we seek to know you more, that we would do so with a humble heart. And that as we fear you, Lord, you would open up your word to us and you would teach us from your heart to ours what it means to follow you. We love you, Lord. We want to love you more. We seek you, Lord. Help us to seek you more. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.